So yesterday, I tried to concentrate on the yesodos of the issue of Talmud Torah versus getting married, meaning, you know, when does one take precedence, when does the other take precedence, what belongs is behind the Rambam's line, Usik Mitzvah, Mitzvah. Today I want to get into the actual nitty-gritty practicality, which is that we've said that it's Mutzah, we all know Yom HaTorah, Yacharka, Mitzvah, Isha, that Usik Mitzvah, Mitzvah, according to the Rambam, that there is a heter to delay marriage because you are learning Torah. So the question becomes, halacha l'maisa, how long can you delay marriage in order to learn Torah? How long does this heter apply? If you look in the Lashon of the Rambam, the Rambam says, the Rambam, the central Rambam, of Isha, Ha'ish, Matuv, V'chuli, Ha'imata, Isha, Chayim, V'yemitzu, V'yishvaz, right? V'chayim, 17, V'chayim, Shah, over Esrim, Shah, Nav, Lundasa, Isha, Reza, over Rambam, say. Once 20 years pass, you haven't gotten married, you over on something, and you violate the Mitzvah. So what does the Rambam say? The Rambam says you should get married at 17. And if you don't get married by 20, you've done an aveira and you've been mevatel mitzvah. But if you're learning, it's mutter to delay. And what are the two ways of interpreting the Rambam when he says mutter to delay? Either you should do it at 17, but if you're learning, it's mutter to delay until 20. Or it's mutter to delay even past 20. That is a fundamental quote. I think the mitzvah recover okay after the Rambam, although there's no mitzvah okay after the county, says that the Rambam just means to delay until 20. I also saw the Chazan Ish writes this in Yoredeya, which there is a Chazan Ish in the Moko, but I'm going to just look at it. Yoredeya is to be cooked on days. Oh, days, the Chazan Ish also writes, you're only allowed to delay until 20. And I saw also that certainly the meaning by the Hasidim, I saw this written in the Klausenberg of the Shutte Bar Yassiv, that you're only allowed to delay until 20. All the heter means is you're allowed to delay until 20. On the other hand, I don't know, Pashtus of the Rambam sounds like you're allowed to delay even past 20. Certainly Pashtus of the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch adds the Lashon and says in Ebn Ezra's analysis of Gimel, Mitzvah called him Shisha Isha Ben Yuchet, but Makan Yisha Ben Yuchet, it's in the Mubkar, but called him Yuchet, and Guli, Vashum Inyan Lo Yavar Mi Etzim Shana Blo Isha, Umisha Avar Lov Chav Shana Vein Rosh Alisa, Vein Kovno Salisa, etc. Right? You should never go past 20, then enforce that you get married at 20. Mihu, however, Im Oseik, Vitorah, Vitarah, 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 So I'm just adding a lesson. For sure you shouldn't go past 20 mihu. However, if you're learning, it's much less acher. However, certainly the lesson doesn't learn sound like by putting this mihu right after you should never go past 20. Mihu, however, if you're learning, it's much less acher, makes it sound like it's much less acher even after 20. I think that most poskim, it's very hard to count these things, understand the Rambam that it's much less acher even past 20. If it's Mutzah L'Sachar past 20, then what is the, what's the limit? So if it's past 20, how long should you be Mutzachar? What's the limit? So the Rush asked that Kasha. The Rush right here says, Kit Veloso Lima Bogadati. I don't know exactly, so if it's Mutzah L'Sachar past 20, how long should you be Mutzachar without getting married? So, what are these different shitas here? So the Beis Shmuel says on the Rush, when he comments on the Shulchan Aruch, the Beis Shmuel says, Takos Barambam, Jehusha and Yitzhak Gabrilov, or Rosh Kos of Kitzel, Salim Lo Yidanush, Li Tach, and Spapa Pruvu called Yomov, so the thing is that Ben Azai, Shkos can ask for Torah. First is, I don't know, how long can you delay? Only Ben Azai never had kids, never got married. So how long can you delay? Barambam Asher Seal is there, in Kitzel Adover. In Kitzel Adover. The Rambam sounds like there's no Kitzel. So the Shmuel says there is no limit. How long can you delay? However long you want to delay. Meaning no one said you're chayav to delay getting married and never and keep learning forever. But everyone else, I guess you get to a point in your life where you're ready to get married. So however long you want to delay, you want to delay till you're 30, you want to delay till you're 40. It's up to you. However long you want to delay, you're allowed to delay, and then you'll do puruvu later. There's no actual fixed limit according to the Beis Shmuel. Beis Shmuel says you can delay as long as you want. The Aruch HaShulchan breaks down the sheet of the Yom Shel Shlomo, which is right here. Introduction to Chavtes, which is Gargal, Kedusha, Simin, and Zion. The Yom Shel Shlomo says, no, even though you can delay past 20, you're only allowed to delay until 24. Where does he get 24 from? We'll see a little later on in the Gemara. Well, depends exactly how you read the Gemara a little later on, but according to the first shot of Rashi, there's one day that says you can marry until 24. The Yamshel Shlomo says there's the latest day, as the latest time of marriage is 24, means your last delay and be so mech on the most makel shita up till 24. The Aruch HaShulchan himself says different shot. Did anyone get to look at the Aruch HaShulchan on this? Malik, did anyone bring the Aruch HaShulchan? No. Okay. See, now, the Aruch HaShulchan says, he thinks, how long you left lay until you're Mimale Kreso of learning. Meaning, until you really accomplished a lot of learning and gotten shot down. You can delay until you get shot down. Which is a very interesting shot of the Aruch HaShulchan, because the Aruch HaShulchan seems to be Mechale, which we'll see, it's more of a force in the Shulchan HaKarav, that's where he got it from. The Aruch HaShulchan says you can delay until you really get shot down well. Then, is there always more to learn? First, there's always more to learn. There's no end to the Torah. There's always more to the Ayin. But first, you have to basically get your Diyas down and know shot pretty well. And then, in terms of being Ma'ayin more, for that you should get married. So the Aruch HaShulchan seems to say that as far as knowing the basic ideas of Shas and becoming a big Talmud Chacham, in those days of mine it's just been a small Talmud Chacham to know Shas basically, now things are a big Talmud Chacham, in terms of knowing Shas, for that you're allowed to delay Pru Revu. But in terms of just being Ma'amik and Ma'ayin more and more, and just continuing it on a greater, on a higher and higher Majvegas of Talmud Torah, for that you're not allowed to delay Pru Revu. He's saying is that there are two aspects of learning Torah. There's getting down the basic knowledge, the basics, and then there's always more Torah to be learned. The obligation of getting down the basics of Torah, that you're allowed to be doka getting married until you've accomplished that. Well, hopefully it shouldn't take too long. Although, a lot of people nowadays find it somewhat difficult. But, as far as continuing to learn, for that you should get married, and it's not so important to continue to learn. To continue to learn forever, full time. So that's the four basic sheets we have. Number one, it could be you're only allowed to delay until 20, and the Rambam never meant to let you delay longer than 20, or you're allowed to delay until 24, which can be so much on the most makeful sheet, the Yamshel Shlomo, or you can delay until you've gotten the basics of shop down, because getting down the basics, the Mamali Kreso, getting basic ideas in Torah is more important than getting married, but just being Ma'ayin more and more, Yagel Torah Yadir is less important than getting married. Or, like Vishmuel, there is no limit. You can go on learning forever, because even, assuming Vishmuel would say, you already got shot down. Maybe you're a big Talmud Chacham. Maybe you're like, 50 years old and you're double Ador. But nonetheless, if you want, most people don't want. Right? Most people find that eventually they need to get married. But if you want, you can keep learning, because even just Yagel Torah Yad, even just having a deeper and Havana, making new Kiddushim in Torah, is still more important than Peruv. The world, most overall, the Shevet Yitzara. Nonetheless, there you can answer what Ben Azek said. As everyone else would say, of course, the Shevet Yitzara, when the time comes. The Beis Shmuel said there's no kitzvah, would say, look what Ben Azai said. They asked Ben Azai, knew, wasn't the world created for a Pru Revu, Ben Azai actually got it, wants to give it to Russia. Said anyone's not Osei for Pru Revu, it's been might, it's not Selim, and it takes away the image of God from the world, and it's Shofet Dom and all these terrible things. They said, excuse me, Rabbi, practice what you preach, right? So he said, what I meant was the world's only created for Pru Revu, and everyone else will do Pru Revu, and if one person does Pru Revu, the world can manage.
Say that I'm like
Ben Azai. Ah, so the Beis Shmuel, apparently the Beis Shmuel, what does the Beis Shmuel say? There's something called self-selection. Right in, there's something called self-selection, right? Sometimes you need to like have an admissions process. Only let some people in, because everyone's banging down the door. Some things are so tough that only the people who are really serious about them want to do them. So here also, it's how many people are actually going to want to do it?
But
one in a million. That one in a million can get away with it.
Just out of curiosity,
don't ask me what if everyone wants to do it.
But I'm saying, like for instance, like in Christianity, right? So like, priests don't get married. So, I mean, is he saying that, like, the greatest Tamahamam, you know, if we're self-selection, therefore the greatest person doesn't get married? It would seem to indicate, that would seem to be very not indicative within our entire religion throughout history, meaning Ben Azai would seem to be wrong if he...
Right, so it could be, it's funny, no one says on the Madriga Ben Azai, so it could be that there
was... So Avraham Avinu wasn't on the Madriga.
Right, so it could be, and here you could come to, you know, sort of radically different conclusions, which is getting a little off the topic, but... Number one, you could say that maybe to a certain extent, you know, the Christians have some idea. Maybe the Christians weren't crazy, right? Just because we disagree with someone else doesn't mean they're crazy. Sometimes they have a good havamina. They just forgot there's a fact that the changes must come. Maybe they have the right havamina. Really, you should learn all the time. You should be married to the Torah. What are you worried about marrying a girl? It's just that. For most people, the Yisrael was God related. Right? Most people are still there. We assume to look what happens to the priest. Right? I don't have to say anymore. Right? So maybe... Theoretically, the Christians are right. They're never going to have me. They're just practically, they don't realize that most people are Misgabrali. Only Ben Azai is on the Madrigi. He was so covish as Yitzhar that it wasn't Misgabrali. But it's not. For most people, theoretically, it might be nice to be like Ben Azai, except we all have a Yitzhara. No one can kill the Yitzhara. Dead in the street, like Ben Azai. But that's one shot. The other shot could be just that maybe for most people, you come to a point in your life where, I mean, most people, it happens to guys in Yeshiva. But my, what happens to guys in a lot of Yeshiva nowadays? Every Yeshiva is different. Some yeshivas or yeshivas tell the guys, look, if you're sitting and learning, you don't miss being married, you're not feeling anything missing in your life, then sit and learn. This is some, many yeshivas, this is what they say. If you don't feel there's anything missing in your life being single, then sit and learn, concentrate on the aura. When you start feeling like there's something wrong, there's something missing, you have trouble going on, something's wrong, something's missing, you need someone to fill that gap, that's when you should get married. So it could be that maybe the Christians are wrong being Torah. Maybe really, no, you're more shalem with the wife, everyone comes to a point in their life where they're ready and they need that marital relation. Could be Ben Azai had a very unique personality. You know, there are some people, after all, different kinds of personalities. Maybe Ben Azai had a unique personality where he was very self-sufficient and he really was not the type of personality that would benefit from relationship and intimate relation with other people. He was, you know, he was more, I don't know, he wasn't a social kind of personality. So maybe for him, he never needed a wife. But it could be that for us, it might be, we might learn better with the wife. At a certain point in your life. Ben Azai, okay, maybe Ben Azai was not a social kind of person. He was the kind of person who was only thinking intellectual thoughts all the time and wouldn't have benefited from this marital relationship. Because there's all kinds of personalities in the world. So Hashem sent him for a special mission. I don't know. Okay, Sarachian. I guess you have to say one of two strange things if you accuse Ben Azai being antisocial. Or you have to accuse the Christians of any right house. Okay. Yeah.
What?
That's before talking about if he's not learning according to three of the pshatim. This is according to the three pshatim that someone who learns will have a delay past 20. Ben can only delay someone who's not learning. Yeah, because the guy's not learning, I don't care what he feels like. He should be doing a mitzvah for a vote. The guy's not learning. The guy's watching TV all day. He says, I don't feel I need a wife. I have a TV. Then Ben can call him. He says, no, you should have a wife and have children. I don't care whether you need a wife or not. If the guy's learning, that's when, in some yeshivas nowadays, they say that's only because the guy's learning. Not because, not just stop. I like playing tennis. I play tennis all day. I don't need a wife. I'm happy with tennis. Bezos will say, okay, I'm glad you're happy. But you have to do the mitzvah for a review. It's only when it comes to learning that you can even start such a bonus. Okay, so that is the three of the sheets. Again, the four sheets are, you can be delay as long as you want. You can delay until 24. And even nowadays, people are doing argument, some machines they delay as long as they want. Some places they say, okay, till April 23, you start going out when you're 22, 23. I don't know if it's based on the outro slow or just based on practical. You know, some machines they say, you know, delay till you got what you need to get done and learn, you have your basis down. And in some machines, especially by the Hasidim, although apparently Chazanish wrote this as well, they say, no, just till 20, you only have to delay till 20. Why would there only be a heter to delay until 20? A much child, why would there only be a heter to delay until 20? Sorry? You're mevatel a mitzvah say at 20. It could be, now there are two ways to look at this. It could be the heter to delay until 20 is because at 20 already, you're allowed to be ma'achar a mitzvah say, right? Like the shot we saw from the tip. But at 20, you're mevatel a mitzvah say, there's no heter to be mevatel a mitzvah say. Or alternatively, you can say what happens at 20? What does the verse say? Once you have 20, call yom hira avera. So until 20, you can delay. But at 20, call yom hira avera. So one way of explaining the sheet of 20, that's what Kazanish says. Kazanish says, that's also what I saw from the Klausenberger, that at 20 of a Ruhe Aveira, or at 20 of Bitla Se. Talmud Torah is nice, it's important, but it's not Docha Bitla Se. It's not Docha Ruhe Aveira. That's one way to explain 20. However, it's funny, if you look at the Shulchan Aruch Rav makes it sound like that's what happened in the old days, but even if you just look at the Pirush of Rav Avadya, of the Rav, on Avos, how does he interpret Ben Esrim Lir Tofis? What does it mean Ben Esrim Lir Tofis? What's the first shot? Go after, why is Ben Esrim when you have to go after Parnosa? What? But is that what he says? What does he say? Ben Esrim Lir Tof Achim Zonosav. La'achar shalom and mikra mishnu gemara v'nosa isha ha'olibonim. After you learn mikra mishnu and gemara in your family, tzorach ulach shalavakesh achar mazonos. After you learn mikra mishnu and gemara, then you have a family, you're ready to go after mazonos. So, how long does it take to learn mikra? 5 years. What does it say? The Gemara says it's l'm dafkav dalad. How long does it take someone to learn? 5 years. How do we know it takes you 5 years to learn something? From the Levium, right? The Sira says 25 to 30. When do they start? So the answer must be that they start learning at 20. They start training at 25. They go to Levy College for 5 years, and then they're ready to work at 30. So it takes 5 years to really get them down. That's why the Martin Kulin says, if you've been in yeshiva for 4 years and you're not doing well, you should stick it out another year, because it takes 5 years till really you accomplish something and learn. If you've been in yeshiva for 5 years and it's not working out, then you should go learn how to program computers, because it's not going to work out. 5 years is what you need to really accomplish something. Okay, so if you're in college now, it's 4 years. I guess they're not really serious about accomplishing it. So, but yeshivas should be 5 years. So, take 5 years to learn mikra, 5 years to learn mishnah, 5 years to learn gemara, and then how old are you? 5 years to learn mikra. 20, right? Ben chamish to mikra, ben esrim to mishnah, ben chamish to talmud. So, at 20, you finish learning mikra, mishnah, and gemara. So it could be that pshat, maybe what the Bartanu was trying to hint to us, that what pshat in that Ben Esrim Lirdof, that at 20 you should start running after Parnassa, at 20 you shouldn't learn anymore, you chayv u'peruvu. So it could be that at 20, not because at 20 you hit Hirhuri Aveira, or at 20 you hit a bit lase. It could be that really Torah would be docha bit lase, Torah would be docha Hirhuri Aveira. But at 20, you've already learned 5 years Mikra, 5 years Mishnah, 5 years Gemara, and maybe, even though the Aruch HaShulchan says he's not sure about age of Malik Reso, maybe at least in the time of Chazal, right, when they kept, nowadays it wouldn't help us all. We don't keep this plan anymore. But in the days of Chazal, at 5, you would have finished learning Gemara. At 5, you'd have the basics of Gemara down. You'd be on the path to being a Talmud Chacham. You'd know your Mikra, you'd know your Mishnah, and you'd know enough Gemara that you could fill in the rest part-time the rest of your life. So it could be another shot in, maybe that's what Barton was hinting at, in why it might be 20, if you hold the sheet that you're allowed to delay till 20, is because really they agree with the Aruch HaShulchan, you're allowed to delay until you get your basics of learning down. The basics of learning are Docha Pru Revu. And then, the filling in and then the Ma'amik, Ma'ayin a little more, you can do later. And it takes 5 years to get down the basics of learning, which makes you 20 years old. So that could be another shot. Once you're 20 years old, you finish the basics of learning, and now you have no absolute need to learn all day anymore. So what he's assuming is, he has a whole scheme here. He says, well, if you get married at 18, then you won't have to go to work till you're 20. The first 2 years you can sit and learn. What family? So if you don't have kids, what do you have for your family if you don't have kids yet? Right, so for 2 years you can get away without having to work and support your family. You know, there's some people who still do this in some communities nowadays. They still, people get married, they learn for the first 2 years, and then they go to work. I know some communities people don't learn at all. Some communities nowadays people always learn and never go to work. There's some communities where they learn the first 2 years of marriage, more or less, and then they go to work. So I think that's based on the meaning of this Mishnah. That's what he's assuming. That for 2 years you don't have a big family support. Meaning, how hard is it to support a wife? If your wife doesn't have kids at home, she can work, right? What's she gonna do all day? Watch TV? I didn't have. So it's only when you start. So I don't know how long it takes them kids. I mean, it's somewhat random. But on the average, they figure in 2 years you'll have to go to work. So that's what Shulchan Aruch Rav says at the end of Perek Gimel, Halacha Aleph. He says, in the time of Chazal, Esrim was the time you had to get married, because at Esrim you'd finish learning the basics of Gemara, you finish getting your Yediyas HaTorah, your basic Yediyas HaTorah down, and then you're chayav in Peruvu. Now, still in the rest of Halakha L'Maaseh, so now we've seen four shitas and different explanations as to how long you can delay getting married if you're learning. How about the Stam Halakha? Forget about learning. How about the Stam Halakha? When are you supposed to get married? Forget about learning. What does the Rambam start in Halakha L'Maaseh? Only later he talks about learning. What does he start out saying? When are you supposed to get married? Idea, forget about learning. Let's say someone doesn't learn. Not everyone's smart enough to learn. To get married at 17. Now, where does the Rambam get 17 from? Anyone? Where does he get 17 from? What? Right, so I was hoping someone would come up with a good theory for where he actually gets 17 from. But no one has until now. So we're not sure where the Rambam gets exactly 17 from. Okay, we'll get that in tomorrow also. But what should the Rambam have written? The Rambam should have written 18, and some Gersas have the Gersa of 18, right? The Magen Mishnah mentions the Mekomakon Mitzisi, Mivet Esrim Shana. I think he's trying to say the best Gersa should be 18 years old. Some Gersas have 18. That would make a lot of sense. Why? Because it's mentioned Esrim Lechofa. Other Gersas have 16. Wherever you get 16 from? The story, the Gemara says a little later on, that let's just look at the Gemara for a second. For both sides. Mishaba played with Chisler of Huna, but Rav Nuna, the Adam Godel. Right? If Chisler would praise Rav Huna, to Rav Huna, praise Rav Hamnuna by saying Rav Hamnuna was an Adam Godel. I'm like, Shiavi Yosha, the only other. So Rav Huna says, Rav Chisler, when Rav Hamnuna comes by, brings me up to see if he's an Adam Godel. He also, Chazi Lepar Sudra, when Rav Hamnuna came, Rav Huna saw that he wasn't wearing a Sudar on his head, he wasn't wearing a kerchief on his head. So it didn't look like that. We don't hear exactly. What do you mean he wasn't wearing kerchief on his head? Was he wearing anything on his head? That depends. What do you think? They wore yarmulke in the time of Chazal. So, possibly he wasn't wearing anything on his head. They didn't have the minhag of wearing a yarmulke yet. Some people say you might have had a yarmulke, just not a hat. Amalei Ben Tamal priest suitor says, why don't you have a kerchief on your head? Amalei Delonasin, that's not married. Apparently it was only adults who were married. A bunch of people who wore kerchiefs on their head, not little kids. He wasn't married. He didn't wear a kerchief. Adrinal Apimineh, so Rav Huna turned his face around for him. Amalei Fuzzy. So he says, look, you're not allowed to see my face until you get married. He's very angry that Rav Hamnuna wasn't married. Rav Huna l'tamir, Rav Huna l'shita. Say the Amar ben Esrim Shana l'nasa isha kol yama v'avira. So Rav Huna says, if you're 20 years old and you're not married, then your entire life you'll be doing avira samaraya. Avira samaraya could be avira. Ela ema kol yama v'avira. Must be your whole life. Every day will be here for Avira. So therefore, Rav Huna is very upset. Rav Huna held that it wasn't so important to get married by 20. And Rav Huna held that it was. Amar Rav can come to Yerushmal, Adchav Shani Yosef, because Rav Huna Tafel Adam Mosa Yisra Isha. Rav says, his life is time to Yerushmal, until 20 years Hashem sits and waits for a guy. When will we get married? Or when he came, she gets Chav, not the once he gets 20 years old and doesn't get married. Amar Tiva Hatnos says that his bones blow up. In English, the phrase is being like, rock. Hashem is obviously very angry. Amar Chit, the Haida Dikin, the Chabari, says, why am I better than my friends? And it's clear from the end of the sentence, why am I better at your chait than my friends? In the Sidna Vishit, Sarada, I got married at 16 before the Cherubim took me over. The Avenus in our base, I mean, something to your Baina, and if I would have got married at 14, I would have been better. I would have told the Sutton, I challenge you to your, I challenge you to your fate. Or there's different shots than this. Some just say means I shoot an arrow in your eye. Means I could have taken the Sutton on, no problem. Amarle, but I got married at 16, so I'm not going to go up to say, I challenge you, Sutton, but nonetheless, he's not going to get it. Amarle, Rav Nasbar Ami, Adi Yadach al Tavri Tefreis, while your hand is on your son's neck, meaning while you're in control of your son, Mishit Tavriyadis from Tarti, from 16 to 22. Amarle, Mitim Nishuad Aratis Ramban, some will say from 18 to 24. What's Rav saying? What is he saying? While your hand is on your son's neck. What is he trying to say? So there seems to be two pshatim in Rashi, right? The first pshat is you should tell him to get married while you're still in control, while you still have influence over him, either from 16 to 22, or one pshat says from 18 to 24. The other pshat of Rashi is that it has nothing to do with marriage. Second shot of Rashi says, no, he's just telling you, when are you mechanic your kid? you're 16 to 22 or from 18 to 24. Now, that doesn't mean you ignore your kid until he's 16 or 18. It means when do you really start working on your kid, when do you really start pressuring him to accomplish. So under 16 or 8, you know, he's not really mature enough to accomplish. And after 22, he's an adult and he won't listen to you. So from 16 to 22, you got to push him. Or another shot says from 18 to 24, you got to push him. What? Ah, if you read it the second way, how is that relevant to our Gemara? So it's not. It's just coincidentally brought in. Not coincidentally, because it's dealing with ages. Yeah. Well, let's see. Why does Rashi have two pshat? What's the advantage of the first pshat? It's relevant to our Gemara, right? So why does Rashi have a second pshat? The first pshat is so nice. What? Yeah, what happens to the fact that if you're 20, Hashem says, Tifa Kazmosa. Why are we giving you until 22, 24? It's a little strange. So, this is a very difficult line. So it could be that it's a machlokas. So it could be that, and according to the first Chan Rashi, it's a nichwan as Tuthar Gemara, but all of a sudden it's giving these random ages. So why is it going after 20? So the answer is, it might be arguing that. The Yamshar Shlomo says, there's a day to be so mechon to go till 24. There's really a machlokas, whether it's 20, 22, or 24. You can be so mechon to make Hildeya if you are learning. Right. Yeah, that's what I was thinking, that it might not be approved. Anyway, Yamshar Shlomo assumed it was a machlokas. You could say, have your cake and eat it too. That it's relevant to our sugya, because it's talking about marriage, but it's not arguing. Really, you should get married by 20. But if the kid doesn't listen, you should really work on it by 22, because then it's too late. Or you should really work on it by 24, then it's too late. So you're right. There could be, you could say, that even if it's relevant, it's not arguing, unlike the Yamshar Shlomo, it's not talking about what the halacha is. It's talking about what when the father should use his influence to de-evit. I agree.
Is this Gemara saying that this is the best time to get married, or if you're going to learn, then...
No, so it doesn't seem to be talking about learning, does it? So that depends. If you say, look, Yamshar Shlomo is talking about when you should get married. One day it says 16 to 22, one day it says 18 to 24, unlike what we saw above until 20. But you could also say this is not talking about the best time to get married. This is talking about when the father should pressure his son, meaning you should start pressuring your son at 16 and end at 22. Might be 22 is already overtime, but nonetheless, it's still worth pressuring him. So it could just be talking about when you should pressure him, so it's unclear. According to the second shot of Rashi, the advantage is that it's not arguing on Rav Huna says 20 and the Brisa says 20. The disadvantage is that what does that have to do with our Gemara? You know, it's just stomp on the theme. Yes, the answer is they mentioned an age 16 through 60. And they point out, Kitanoi, Chanokon, Arafi, Darko, Yudra, Mechemi, Chan, Meshitzer, Esther, and Targum, Chanokon, Temin, Shavi, Ades, Rabbah. This is actually two versions are in close Kanarim. When does the father really have to control the son to teach him? One day it says from 16 to 22, the other day it says from 18 to 24. Right, so you should all listen to your parents until 24, just to be able to say something. So, the, but at least you know, 22. Now, That's the Gemara. So if the Rambam is the Gersh of 18, it's very nicha. After all, there's one day in the Gersh that starts at 18, and another mission of those to support it, Mishmon Israel Chuppah. If the Rambam would have the Gersh of 16, that would also be nicha. Because Rambam does say that he did well by getting married at 16. There is one day in the Gemara 16. So Rambam says, look, 16 is ideal. The Gersh of 17 is very difficult. We have no idea where the Rambam got 17 from. The only answer, even though the Zaka, the only better answer is, well, what am I going to say? 17 means, which means 18. 17 really means 18. 17 means when you pass your 17th birthday, which is your 18th year. Right, in halacha, sometimes years are counted in a funny way. Right, when we say an ayah is a two-year-old sheep, that means in its second year, not what we call 2 years old. So we call a two-year-old, it's called in some parts of halacha a three-year-old. So, he just says, look, the Rama meant 17 full years have passed, which is the 18th year, so he's agreeing with Tikkun Yavam. It's a little dogless, but I don't have a better way to explain that. Here's Lim Maisa, however we say, what is the Shulchan Aruch Paskin? What age should you get married? 18, based on, Mastama, the Mishnah Novel. So, it says 13 is Mishnah Mufkar. Now again, why did you say 13 is Mishnah Mufkar? Right, because before 13, not just that, before 13. Why isn't before 13 even better? Tosfos actually thinks it is, but there's no Tzitzis Kiddushin, and there's no Tzitzis Kiddushin in Zmus. It's certainly not better than Zmus. Right? So no one thinks that's a nice idea. So 13. Ah, Rav Tzitzis only says 14. Yeah, so he's just giving an example. He was saying if it had been, you know, if it had been 14, it would have been better. And if it would have been 13, it would also be better. He's just giving an example. Really, from 13 and on, it's missing the remote, because the earlier is better, but 18, you really have to get married. What's special about 18? What makes 18 special? Why is 18 special to get married? Anyone? Why 18? Where does that come from? Yeah, okay, that's when the Chiyuv Peruvu starts. But you haven't answered the question. So why does the Chiyuv Peruvu start at 18? Ah, so who says that? The Rav, he's also quoting Rashi, or Miyuchas L'Rashi on Pirkei as well. I think it's in my discussion. The Rav quotes from Rashi that at 18 it says Adam 19 times, right, in the Parshas Bereishis. So one is just that there's an Adam, and then 18, the Adam has to be born, then 18 years for the other 18 Adams, and then he's a real Adam ready to get married. I think that's what we call nowadays, meaning there's some remez asmach in the Torah that you're not really an Adam, you're not an adult who's ready to get married until 18. Because it seems to be that Chazal has some Asorah, that even though most mitzvahs you chayv at 13, that's the Chazal Kogi's question, are you chayv all mitzvahs at 13? But for Peruvu, you need to be mature, you need to be an adult to do that mitzvah. You need to be really an adult to do that mitzvah. A kid can't do Peruvu properly. Or at the very least, the kid's not chayv to do Peruvu properly until he's, grown enough, until he's mature enough to do it. That's certainly Rashi's second day, because Rashi and Ovatir says, I'll give you a second day, Lo Amad al Pirko li Nasei Azman Zeh. Lo Amad al Pirko li Nasei. He didn't reach the meaning, Chazal is some sort of Tzmara, that Pru Revu is, well, the first shot is, Rashi says, the Bart Nura says for a puzzle. The Pasuk in the Rami is the age of 18. At the age of 18, Hashem knew you were ready to have kids. Second shot, Rashi says, you're just not ready to get married yet. You're not ready to get married, Misvara. You're not ready to get married. Chazal knew you were mature enough to get married until 18. So either for a Pasuk or Misvara, we're like, no, you're not mature enough to get married until you're 18. It's interesting, they point out that there's a Sma in Choshen Mishpat, the Siman Zayim, we talked about the qualification of the Yonim, said you have to be 13 to be a Zayim. But Yesh Omer,
you have to be 13 to be a Zayim. Except our sin, we go to the boy shore. Everyone, minus our sin, the boy shore.
The Yesh Omer, Choshen Mishpat, Siman Zayim, that you need to be 18 to be a Zayim. Why? The Sma explained, because until 18, you're not really an adult. What is a Dayan? A Dayan can be a little kid. A Dayan has to be a Taki. He has to be a Geber, the Sma said. A Dayan has to be someone who's powerful enough to really impose things on people and to save the oppressed from the oppressor, etc. So you're not really an adult until you're 18. So you do find a Makar in Halacha, apparently. We do find a Makar in Halacha that when you're 18, you're considered to have a Koach of an adult. You can take control. You can head a bed. You can lead society, lead a family. So it could be that until 18, you're just not Chazal and Masorah, or they had a Masorah from the 18 words, or the second day of Rashi, they knew we svarah the Omen al Pirkel li Nasei, you're just not mature enough, in most cases, until you're 18. Yes, someone can get married earlier, that's great if they're ready. But most people just aren't ready to get married until they're 18. That seems to be one approach.
Can we also find that Chazal can not hold people accountable for courage and
not because of 18.
No, but that's 20, right?
Okay, well, okay.
So is that also the idea that when they
okay, hold that thought.
So why is there also an age of 13 where we assume that the person is a bardot?
Right, there's being a bardot, and then there's being an adult. Being a bardot just means you have intelligence. At 13, you have intelligence. Intelligence doesn't necessarily imply that you're an adult, that you're ready to be a head of a household. Who says we hold them accountable for the same measure of intelligence?
But the
Rabbanim say that you can't sell your family estate until you're 20. The Chelkas Mechokek, and I think the Shulchan Aruch Rav says the same idea, take a different approach. What's the approach of the Chelkas Mechokek? Why is 18 the time to get married? According to the Chalkas Mechokek. The Chalkas Mechokek and Beis Shmuel, by the way, are the two main mepharshim on the side of Shulchan Aruch in Evan Ezer. They're only in Evan Ezer. So what's the Chalkas Mechokek shot? Because until 18, you need to be, learning. Why until 18 you need to be learning? Why 18? So it's interesting. Some say, actually, that there is a day in Chulin Daf Kav Daled of Rav Yossi, he needs to learn something 3 years to get it down. So if you start tomorrow at 15, you get it down by 18. That's not the mainstream shot. The Chazal Shulchan doesn't explain. He just says, Kiblu Chazal Shem Yurchet Bechopim Yach Shechol Lomo Tonu Shisa Isha, and as called as Limud is Tetzvav. So what? As called as Limud is Tetzvav, why does that mean you need to be 18? So, there are some who want to say that maybe we hold like the day that it takes only 3 years to learn. But that is a little dacha, because after all, if it takes 5 years to learn Mikra and 5 years to learn Mishnah, you know, you have to be different. You say, it takes 3 years to learn Mikra, but you're not ready till 10. It takes 3 years to learn Mishnah, but you're not ready for Gemara till 15. That's right.
Are
what
we,
are you doing next year? Possibly the Mishnah holds. It takes 5 years to learn something. Here, the Shulchan Aruch Rabbi explains, and the Rabbi's on the top, he explains in the footnote of the Kutcher's Akron, that really it takes 5 years. You can't get Gemara down until 20. But if you get married, if you start getting married at 18, then you're not going to have to go to work. Lirdof, right? But you don't have to be lirdof until, as the Rav says, finasa yishuv hol advanim. When do you need to worry about a parnasa? When you get married and you have a family. So if you get married at 18, it takes a while to have a family. You don't have a family, you have to worry about supporting, on the average, until you're 20. So it could be that the reason we get ben shmona esrei l'chuppah is because you, if you get married at 18, you'll be able to learn for 2 years or go to work at 20, and you'll be able to fulfill the Shulchan Aruch Rav and the Aruch HaShulchan's idea of Mamali Kreisel.
If
you're
not in our sin, you can be making your way to the boy store. If you're not in our sin, you can be making your way to the boy store.
You, then you can get, you can get Gemara down, you can get Kol HaTorah Kula down by the time you're 20. So we've seen a machlokas as to why 18 is the age for Nisuin. According to Rashi, it seems to be that's the age at which a kid is ready to get married, which a kid becomes an adult ready to get married. Again, could be tied into the mandamer that you need to be 18 to be a dayan, you need to be 18 to be charged of something. Or it could be that Chazal made Ben Shmona Etzer L'Chuppa in order to give kids a chance to learn until they're 20. That would be an interesting chiddush, because we say Ben Shmona Etzer L'Chuppa, and the Rambam doesn't say, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say that Ben Shmona Etzer L'Chuppa only applies if you learn. Right? So it could be he's just because he assumes everyone learns. All kids learn. What else is the kid going to do but learn Torah when he's young? But it could also be that perhaps the very mitzvah, and this is a bit of a chiddush, why should the mitzvah of Pruer Boom only be chal at a time when you've already gotten enough learning down? So it could be, and this is a bit of a chiddush, but if the mitzvah of Pruer Boom...
All hammers,
F should be average kid in this camp is not as bright as we thought. So it should be enough for me to have to share. So right, there was a time like that once and he explained 400 times. So it could be that even within the mitzvah of Pruer Avuh, it's very unclear what this mitzvah of approval is all about. The simplest level is just you have to have a boy and a girl, it's a biological thing of heredity. You have to bring a boy and a girl into the world with your genes. But we do have an idea that's not so posh as there is an idea of Kamalam, it's Ben Chavir or Torah, Ki'ilu Yilado, right? If you teach, now, questions about that, that's a Ki'ilu. But if you teach someone Torah, if you gave birth, then we know we learned from Moshe and Aaron, Ki'ilu told us Aaron to Moshe, and it only says Aaron's son. They're like, most of them should be taught them Torah. That it could be that part of Puruvu is that you should kind of do Puruvu in a way where you can populate the world. Populate the world with what? With people who follow the Torah, with Jewish people who follow the Torah. So it could be that therefore built into Puruvu is that of course the Chiv is not necessarily Chal until you've learned enough Torah that you can create the proper kind of Torah family, and pass the right Mesorah onto your kids. So it could be that even though, technically, if someone asked me, if I didn't realize my kids are Amoratim Gemurim, how I've filled Pruer Avuh, I think I'd have to say yes. I'm looking at all the sources, and you have to say yes, you've filled Pruer Avuh, even if your kids are Amoratim Gemurim. But nonetheless, it might not be a proper fulfillment of Pruer Avuh unless you pass the Mesorah onto your kids. And in order to properly pass the Mesorah onto your kids and create the right atmosphere in the house, you need to know Torah yourself. You don't need to be, Ramosha Feinstein. But you need to at least have your basic years of limud until you're 20. So it could be that even built into Puruvu is that, not that it starts when you return up to get married, it starts when you're ready to have a Torah family, because that's only then is the proper kiyum of Furuvu. That could be two different explanations for why it starts at 18. Now, one last question we have to answer in terms of the ages, well, two last questions, is why does it end at 20? Yeah. According to the Rambam, how do you explain the Rambam's chayiv at 17? So I really don't understand exactly how the Rambam's chayiv, I just don't see the mucker for it. Where did he get 17? Unless you say 17 really means 18. And really that's bechlal, what's the mission of a man, meaning if you get married at 17, you won't have to go to work till you're 20. But it's a little strange. There are those who want to say, I told one, that really, anyone know, they says in Ksuvos, how long do we give the girl to get ready? What?
12.
No? We give her 12 months. So it could be someone say, it's a clever part in the Rambam, I forgot where I saw this, but someone say in the Rambam that that really the Rambam's agreeing with the mission of a Ben Shmonesrei L'chuppah. But if you want to go to the Chuppah Ben Shmonesrei, you have to make a shidduch when you're Ben Shmonesrei, because the girl gets 12 months to repair for the... Now, it's not so pushy. It's not so pushy that a Bulgarian gets 12 months. Oh, I guess it depends what age you get. No, you marry Nara. Okay, so yeah, the girl gets 12 months to repair for the Chuppah, so it might take 12 months for the shidduch to go through. So, unclear whether that was a minute part of the Rambam, but maybe you could say that. I think he should have mentioned that, if that's really what he meant. Really, it's a little bit of a start, you know, where he got 17 from. I'm not exactly sure. The idea, you could say, if you get married at 17, you'll be able to learn until you're 20. But where he got 17 from is still a little bit of a start, Ian. Jason.
Why
does Shulchan Aruch say it's mitzvah mufkar at 13? So, here it's a little funny. You have to make, l'chora, you have to make an okimta. I mean, if there's no chi until 18 for a valid reason, right? You'd like to hope there's a valid reason for alacha. If there's no chi until 18 for a valid reason, why would it be a mitzvah and a mufkar at 13? So I think what you might have said is make an okimta. If the reason that you're old is it's not chi until 18 is because you're not ready until 18, but if someone is ready at 13, then they should get married. If the reason is that you can learn, then it means that someone can afford to learn or has a mysterious nefesh or has the ability that they can learn anyway. Then they should get married. Think about, you know, as you imagine, Rav Chisda, before he kept studying and learning, even after he got married. Somehow he managed. Rav Chisda knew what he was doing. He managed. So it could be if they can come to that someone who can accomplish this goal at 13. Otherwise, it's a little strange, like meaning if 13 is mitzvah and mufkar for everyone in all circumstances, then why does everyone get until 18? So it could be that people who are ready for it, either financially or personally, emotionally. Just let me get to one more question. So following the Shulchan Aruch, Shulchan Aruch says the mitzvah for everyone to marry at 18. Mitzvah, kolam shisa isha ben yuchet, we explain why. Two explanations. If I'm not going to say any gimel, it's going to occur. 13, if you can do it, is better. But kodin yud gimel lo yisa, that means no, so we explain to a shum in lo yavri esm shana below isha. Right, but no way can you go past 20. Why can you no way go past 20? Why is 20 the limit? So what's pashta? Why is 20 the limit? If you look at shas, why would you tell me 20 is the limit? What? Which two sheets? 22 and 24? 20, compromising 23. Some people want to say maybe the... They say the Rambam 17 is a compromise between 16 and 18. That could be another shot. Right? But why, what shot in the... Shot in the Gemara! Why is 20 the limit? Hashem is really mad, right? Why is Hashem really mad? Shot in the Gemara, why is Hashem really mad? Says Mefurish, Kol Yama Be'er Aveira. All, every day, you're always having Hur Aveira. Why only at 20? Anyone here under 20? Right, your friends were under 20? So if your friends were under 20, Mitzvah, they know that Hurri Aveira come even before 20. So what's the shot in 20? Why only 20? Because Yom Hurri Aveira? Very peculiar, no? What's shot in 20?
Perhaps everyone agrees that you have Hurri Aveira on time at 8, but the idea of getting into a habit and then being able to remove it...
Okay, who says that? The Me'iri. The Me'iri says here, it makes a beautiful diya. It says, what do you mean, Kol Yom of Behir HaVeira? Every day is Behir HaVeira, no one goes a day without Behir HaVeira? No, Kol Yom doesn't mean like every single minute of every day. Kol Yom means the rest of your life. What does that mean? There's such a thing as a habit. Right, if I do something for a short time, then it's not an ingrained habit and I can break out of it. If I do something for a long time, then it becomes an ingrained habit and I can't break out. The Miri says, of course, Behir HaVeira come, I don't know, when you're 13, however old you are in Behir HaVeira come, I don't know. So, Behir HaVeira come earlier. But if you have Behir HaVeira for a short time, then they don't become an ingrained habit. So you have your Hurri Aveira when you're young, and then you get married, and you don't have your Hurri Aveira anymore. But if you let the Hurri Aveira stay so long until they become ingrained at 20, then they become such an ingrained habit that even if you get married, you can't get rid of them anymore. And that's what the Meir says. Kol Yom, it's not that you start having your Hurri at 20. Her Hurri at 20 are the same as her Hurri at 19. Just that at 19, they're not going to last till you're Mayav Esrin. Once you go till 20 without getting married, you're never going to get rid of their Rehurim. They're going to last till Mayav Esrin. There's such an ingrained habit that there's no getting rid of them. It's a very nice shot in the Gemara, I think. Let me read. Kol Yom Avir Aveira, which makes a lot of sense, because we just know. It's not like 19-year-olds don't have Rehurim Aveira. So the Meir says it just means that you won't be able to break the habit. If you smoke till you're 20, you'll smoke for the rest of your life. So if you're Rehurim Aveira till you're 20, I mean, that's not true. But this is. If you're Rehurim Aveira till you're 20, you'll have Rehurim Aveira for the rest of your life. Even if you get married, the Rehurim Aveira won't stop. That's the Meir's shot. So the simple shot in the Gemara is, why is 18 the limit? Nothing to do with the mitzvah of shot in the Gemara, Puravu. It's because of Rehurim Aveira. Because Chazal, okay, they have to say Chazal did some psychological research, and they realized that that's how long it takes to get ingrained. Okay, I mean, if they said 19, what if they asked 119? Yeah, they did research, that's where they found the line was. Okay, so they have to draw the line somewhere. They did their research, they took a survey. Okay, statistically valid survey. That's one shot. What's the Rambam's shot? And what's the Rambam's shot? The Rambam, interestingly, disagrees with the Gemara. Think? Right, the Gemara says 20 is the limit because of Rehurim Aveira. The Rambam says 20 is the limit because of Puravu. Right, because at 20 you're Mevatel Yaseh Puravu. Now, I mean, this is a double chiddush in the Rambam. A, the Gemara says Mefurish, you have a bigger problem here with Aveira. It's Kol Yomav at 20. The Rambam leaves out the whole idea that at 20 you have a problem with Rehurim Aveira. He never says 20 is the limit for Rehurim Aveira. And B, so if it's not for Rehurim Aveira, what is it? So Rambam invents, he leaves out what is in the Gemara, and he invents something that's not in the Gemara. Right? The Gemara says Rehurim Aveira, the Rambam leaves that out. The Gemara doesn't say anything of Puravu having to do with 20. Never connects the age of 20 with Puravu. The Rambam connects the age of 20 with Puravu and says if you don't get married by 20, you're Mevatel the Asay of Puravu. This is not very strange. I mean, it's not two things, just, you know, two sides of the same coin. Very strange sheet of the Rambam. I'm not really sure why the Rambam felt it was so necessary to argue on the why the Gemara felt it was so necessary to argue on the Gemara. Unless anyone wants to suggest why the Rambam have to argue on the Gemara. I don't know, I'm a regular Jew. I would say like the Gemara. So why did the Rambam feel it was so necessary to argue on the Gemara? Both to deny what the Gemara said. And it's not that the Rambam thinks Rehurim Aveira are okay and that's why he denied the Gemara. Look at the Rambam, the last two parts of the Gemara. He talks all about how Rehurim Aveira are a very dangerous thing and you should try all you can to avoid them. Tells you all the things you should do that advice to avoid Rehurim Aveira. Obviously the Rambam doesn't think Rehurim Aveira are nice. Right? He thinks we'd be better off without Rehurim Aveira. So it's an enforced Gemara. That's why the limit is 20. Why did the Rambam argue on enforced Gemara?
Another issue is also that you can conquer your
Yetzer. Why doesn't the Rambam connect conquering Yetzer to 20? I mean, why doesn't the Rambam say anything happens with Yetzer at 20?
He says
it's
until 20, and he says,
Moshe is Gabriel Yetzer. And as the Rambam in Mela says, you can only go past 20 if you're with Gabriel Yetzer, which implies that for most people, yeah, after 20, the Yetzer is with Gabriel on them. Yeah. Okay, but it's still it still doesn't totally answer the Rambam, because why does he invest something up for Revu then? Why, if he agreed with that, then why didn't he just say, until 20, you can get away without Herhur and Kol Yomav?
So, maybe it's that he could agree with the Gemara, but since whatever he got from the Torah, they feel that so much more strong thing, so that since he's a boss when it's put there, that's what he's going to say, but that's why he can do it.
Okay, could be, although we still want to know why he would invent it. It's not in the Gemara. It's funny, by the way. It just goes to show, by the way, you can't trust any Mishmah, right? I don't mean this in any way disrespectful. I mean, halafai, everyone knew as much as the Ein Mishmah, so it's connect every Rama to every Zilgah. But you can't trust the Ein Mishmah, because what did the Ein Mishmah put a letter on? An Esrim son of Lomil Se'isha called Yama Baveira. Which is exactly not what the Rama said. The Rama says, Vatal Mitzvah Se'a Pru Revu. So it could be. I mean, that's close to the Gazoo, right? He did the best he can. Maybe the Ein Mishmah doesn't mean that every time you see a letter of the Ein Mishmah, you know the Rama holds like that. He just means, on this line, you should look at that Rama and see what, you know, see he says something related to this line, you know, something along the lines of this. So I'm not sure, I don't really have the answer for why the Rambam disagrees with the Gemara, but I'll tell you a theory that might be true, that I think might be true. Okay, I'm sure it could be a chiddush. There's obviously machlokes in the Gemara between Rav Chista and Rav Hamnuna. Right? Rav Hamnuna wasn't married at 20. Rav Hamnuna didn't get married at 20. Why did Rav Hamnuna not get married at 20? Now, did Rav Hamnuna not get married at 20 because he was an Am Ha'aretz and he wasn't Makban on Halacha? What do you think? Why? Why not? How do you know Rav Hamnuna wasn't an Am Ha'aretz? Was he just an uneducated kid? Rav Chisda said he was an Adam Gadol, right? Now, if Rav Chisda says someone's an Adam Gadol, then, okay, could be Rav Chisda. He was very profligate with his praises. But nonetheless, anyone who Rav Chisda says is an Adam Gadol is certainly bigger than all of us put together three times over. Rav Chisda says an Adam Gadol. So Rav Hamnuna was an Adam Gadol. Rav Huna said Rav Hamnuna was an Avarian. Right? Rav Huna accused Rav Hamnuna of being an Avarian, of doing the wrong thing. So what's shot? If one Adam Gadol accused another Adam Gadol of being an Avarian, then what that usually means is you have a machlokes amoran between two poskim, right? Rav Hamnuna thought he wasn't an Avarian. Rav Hamnuna thought he was doing the right thing. And Rav Huna thought Rav Hamnuna was doing the wrong thing, as the Gemara says. As the Gemara says, Rav Huna letame. Rav Huna is l'shitase. So maybe Rav Huna is l'shitase, but Rav Hamnuna also had a shita. Maybe there's a machlokes amoran in the Gemara. What's the machlokes amoran then? Rav Huna is l'shitase that you have to get married by 20, because otherwise you have hirhurei aveira. What might Rav Hamnuna hold? Does Rav Hamnuna disagree with getting married at 20?
No.
What is there that tells us you have to be married by 20? A braisa, right? What does a braisa say? Tana Rabbanan? Doesn't it say Tana Rabbanan? Bechin Tana Dvei Rabbi Shmuel, the Tana Dvei Rabbi Shmuel, that for 20 years Hashem waits, and then Hashem says Tifa Chachmosa. So if the bride you have to get married at 20, and Rav Huna thought it was Rui Aveira, what did maybe Rav Hamnuna think? What did Rav Hamnuna think then? It's because of Rui Avu. And why would that work out that she taught some? Because if it's because of Rui Aveira, what do you think Rav Hamnuna was doing all those years? What was Rav Hamnuna doing? Was he in medical school? But somebody's learning Torah, that's what made him another Gadol, right? You don't get to be another Gadol if you go to medical school at 19. So, Rav Hamnuna was learning Torah, so maybe it's a big l'shitase. Rav Huna thinks the reason you have to get married at 20 is because of your hurei aveira. And if so, should you learn or get married? What did we learn earlier? Im e epshalo below itcha, because yisro mitgaber olav, then you have to get married. So Rav Hamnuna thought the age of 20 was because of your hurei aveira. So he said, you should get married. You have a hurei aveira. E epshalo below isha. Yisro mitgaber olav. Get married. Get rid of your hurei. Rav Huna thought, no, getting married at 20 is not because of a Ruhrim, it's just because of Puruvu. And if it's just because of Puruvu, then I'm Talmud Torah. Think of Talmud Torah, it's Patim Puruvu. So maybe it's a machlokes between Rav Hamnuna and Rav Huna as to what the reason for the age of Esrim is. And then the Rambam wasn't going against the Gemara. He was just passing like Rav Huna against Rav Hamnuna. Oh, Rav Hamnuna yelled at Rav Huna. Okay, Rav Huna thought he was doing the right thing. So he's passing like Rav Huna here. Against Rav Huna, after all, if Rav Chisda said Rav Huna was an Adam Gadol, then maybe that's a raya for Rav Huna. Maybe it's Rav Chisda Rav Huna against Rav Hamnuna. I mean, just he says an Adam Gadol doesn't mean he's mocking every shita. But if the Rambam decided to paskin like Rav Huna here. Al pi derech, you know, not necessarily agada, not halacha, you can bring a raya for this from the bright stuff. Well, this is an agadic raya. Why tipach hatzmosav? Why is there an aveira of tipach? Why is the punishment tipach hatzmosav? So the achronim say, why tipach hatzmosav? Why should his bones go off? So you don't have to be medayik. But, you know what the Gemara says in Nida, right? There are three partners in a person. Each one creates a certain part. Right? The man, shifa, zera, creates certain parts. And the women create certain parts. And Hashem throws in the spirit. So the man, the Chazal assumed the loven, the shechazer is lovan, creates the lovan parts of the guf, while the woman, who is damni, to create the red parts of the guf, that the man, shechazer, creates the atzomos of the blood. So it could be midah k'neged midah. Hashem says, if at 20 you haven't been b'kayim puravu, midah k'neged midah. If you have created atzomos then of the blood, then your atzomos should be tifa. So it could be, again, I don't know if I call it a riot, just because it's a drush word in the Brisa, but it could be that nonetheless, it's the star of the Rambam passed like Rav Huna. So we might be Mechadish, Machlok, Samar, Rambam about this, and the Rambam argued in the Gemara because he passed like Rav Huna against Rav Hamnuna. Of course, we only have one problem now, which is that if, we'll go two more seconds, if it's true that according to the Rambam, the Bithel say Puruvu and not because of Ruhrei Aveira, then why 20? Why is 20 Vitalase Puruvu? What makes 20 special?
Go back to the idea before that that's the age that you reach the foundation of Torah.
Ah, so you could go back to the idea that at 20, you've already had your 5 years of Gemara, and if you assume Peru only applies and you have enough Torah, then really, maybe you can't necessarily be so much that you won't have to go for Parnas until you have your Torah. When you roll your Torah full, then you're Mevatel Say Peru, could be. It could also be that Mitzvara Chazal understood that at 20, you really become an adult, even though at Yud Chas, you have some degree of maturity. At 20, you're like Gamre, an adult, and as like Gamre, an adult, you are absolutely chayv nesei peruvu. How do we know at 20 you're an adult?
You're only
onus v'dei shamayim v'dei shamayim at 20. And in the language of the Torah, what does anyone under 20 call? Right, there's andoshim, there's nushim, and there is tap. What is tap according to the Torah? Up to the age of 20 is tap. Right, who gives them out to the shekel? Only at 20 on. Who goes to the army? Only at 20 on is andoshim. Under that is top. And we see the Chazal didn't consider you to be a full adult until 20. You're not really responsible to be shamayim, and you can't sell your family estate. You can't sell the real estate of your family until 20 because you don't really understand the implications of long-term kinds of commitments. You're really only responsible to deal with short-term kinds of things. So even as we said, that at 18 you might have a certain degree of maturity, you might be ready, but only at 20 you're a godly adult who's totally kind of in proving according to the Rambam. Chazal just do me sorry that 20 is considered a full adult according to the Torah. That's really a Yashia Milchama. That's a full adult. Only at that age is he Chayiv and Puruvu. Could be you could say an additional element as well, which is just that you're not Chayiv for Bitl Asay until you're Chayiv in Onesh Bidei Shamayim. Because just not doing an Asay is not a violation of Bezin Shamata. The only violation of Bezin Shamata is maybe by definition you're not Chayiv in Bitl Asay until you're 20. Well, that's a little difficult. You don't want to spill them, of course. You're Chayiv until 20. You have to work on it a little more. Okay, there's more you can say about this. Maybe tomorrow we'll just pick up with how to explain why nowadays in our circles we're not so much to get married at the proper time, and then we will continue and go on to the next issue of teaching your son Mikra.
What's the woman's age?
What's the woman's age in all this? Well, the woman doesn't have an age, so the woman's not chayiv in Puruvu. So she never has to do it whenever she wants to.
Yeah, is there an idea for
it? So, it's interesting. The...